high school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Halftime here from the WOBM Christmas Classic, the first of a busy couple of nights here for us on the Shore Sports Network. The boys' semifinals tonight, the girls' semifinals will take place tomorrow night with all four top seeds advancing into the semifinal round. We will start our coverage tomorrow right after the 6 o'clock news as we did tonight, a 6:15 tip-off with number 2 Point Barrow against number 3 Jackson. That will be followed up on an 8 o'clock start, number 1 Manasquan, not only number 1 in the tournament and in the Shore, but in the latest rankings, the number 1 team in the state of New Jersey. They will take on number 4 Rumson, who has dominated this tournament ever since coming into it several years back. They won the tournament last year 57-47 over Point Pleasant Borough, so we should have a great couple of games for you tomorrow, and of course our coverage tonight continuing after this game tonight, Tom's River North and St. Rose. We will have the second boys semifinal as number 1 Jackson Memorial squares off against number 12 Tom's River South. Story of this game so far has been a quick played first half, not a whole lot of mistakes by either team, some questionable shooting maybe here or there. It is Tom's River North with the 21-18 advantage, and good balance so far for North, Ed. Damian Singleton with 7 points for Sean Martin, 6 for Solly Stansbury, and 2 for Bill Wrightson. If you can get a combination, any combination, of 3 of maybe the top 6 guys going for Tom's River North, they could be a pretty good basketball team, not just tonight, but for the entire part of the season.
Yeah, the interesting part of that first half is that Levchenko and Blum, you know, were basically no factor in that, in the scoring and for North, and they are the two that are averaging almost 25 between them in the first 4 games for the Mariners, in which they were 3-1. So, you know, the Mariners got to feel good about this first half, being up by 3 points, not getting anything out of those two high scorers. It's been the supporting cast, especially Singleton and, as you said, Stansbury getting his first start. And I'm not sure, I shouldn't say that because I'm not sure what he's done. I know he hasn't started in the tournament yet. They've done a pretty good job supporting Levchenko and Blum.
One other good thing for Tom's River North, as we look at a good for Tom's River North, that means a bad for St. Rose. Mark Kokoda has not had a very good first half. He had 2 points in the first quarter, 3 points in the second quarter, a game total of 5. He's missed a couple of shots, hasn't really looked to shoot sometimes when he could, and came out in the first quarter especially and was a bit unaggressive looking to shoot the basketball.
Well, he came out in the first quarter, and it looked like they were playing him more out front, you know, on the top of that zone, and that 2-3 zone, you know, with Levchenko and Singleton, the way they started the Mariners, very aggressive from sideline to sideline. Then in the second quarter, they moved him down to the side, to one of the side spots, a little bit easier maybe to get a shot there. That's when he scored his points. And I think he's a little bit frustrated. This is a, 2010 tournament MVP for the Roses last year, as they won it. Averaging 19 a game, not able to get some shots tonight. Now, can he feed, you know, and assist Letty, who's got 3 threes on the night, coming in with 4 on the year. He's got 7 total now for the year, 9 points to lead this Purple Rose team. Those are the scorers. I think Kokoda must score more in the second half.
Well, he has 5, 9 points for Connor Letty and 4 for Sean McGuire. Letty has shot the ball well, all of his points coming via the 3-point shot. We'll step out, take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll talk just real quick with a couple of more pointers on this one, and then get you set for the start of the second half. It is Tom's River North 21, St. Rose 18. We're back after this 2-minute timeout with the start of the second half. It's the WOBM Christmas Classic right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Our game tonight brought to you by Professional Orthopedic Associates, with offices in Toms River, Tinton Falls, and Freehold. Team orthopedic doctors from Monmouth University and from many high schools in Monmouth and Ocean County. Professional Orthopedic Associates have been the premier sports medicine specialist in the area. For more, than 25 years. Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca here on the Shore Sports Network. Our good buddy Paul Ceretti with the helping hands of Philip Harding tonight running the board for us back in the studios of 1160 WOBN. We, of course, broadcasting on our two AM stations this evening and on the internet at shoresportsnetwork.com. For those of you looking to tune in and listen to the pregame show of the Monmouth University game against Lafayette, we should remind you that that game tonight only on the internet because of us being here tonight. That you can find at GoMUHawks.com.
Who's that guy leading us in off after the breaks?
KW.
KW, the boss, Kevin Williams, our leader. Kevin, just can't say enough about what he does in this tournament.
St. Rose will begin with the basketball here. They will change ends, go right to left on your radio dial. 2-3 zone again here for Tom Zimmer North. The starting five on the floor for the Roses, Kokoda, Rockstead, Devaney, McGuire, and Letty. Levchenko, Singleton, Stansberry. Here's a almost steal by Levchenko. Blum and Martin, the five on the floor for Tom Zimmer North. So both coaches going with their original fives as Tom Zimmer North beginning our second half here, leading at 21-18.
You know, Matt, I saw St. Rose earlier last week against Asbury Park at Asbury Park. You talk about two opposite games. You cannot have any more extreme, you know, opposite game than these two games, this one and that game against Asbury. That was run at about 200 miles an hour from beginning to end in a gym, if you've ever been to Asbury Park, that is a bandbox at best.
Rockstead traveled with the basketball, so this will go over to Tom Zimmer North. They'll get their first crack at the hoop here in the third quarter. Levchenko on the right side. Nice crossover move. Now coming back to his right. The kick out for Martin. Going to drive to the baseline. Couldn't get the runner to fall. Stansberry kept it alive. Singleton slashing through the lane and gets another basket. Singleton with nine to lead Tom Zimmer North. Their biggest advantage so far of the night, 23-18.
And give credit to Stansberry again with the offensive glass there to keep the ball alive and get it to Singleton for the easy layup.
Here is Letty driving to the basket. Missed that shot. McGuire, the putback attempt. He is fouled and will go to the free throw line for two shots. You know, talk about the foul situation. Tom Zimmer North in that first half had one foul the entire game. It was to Carl Blum. He just got whistled for his second and the first team foul here of the half for Tom Zimmer North. McGuire making the first of two free throws.
That'll get Blum a seat on the bench, those two personals, as Wrightson replaces him. That's what that 2-3 zone will do, Matt. It will not create fouls, and the Mariners staying out of foul trouble.
McGuire gets the second to go. He has six, 23-20. St. Rose with full court man-to-man pressure.
Yeah, a little bit different defense for the Roses, trying to speed the game
up. North breaks it. Here's the feed and the layup for Sean Martin. He's got eight and the lead back up to five, 25-20. 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Pressure didn't work for St. Rose. Kokoda at the top of the key, drives off to his left. Leaves in the corner for McGuire. Rockstead with a now right perimeter. One dribble picks it up. Kokoda on the left side. Will lead between the circles for Rockstead. Nice feed court and down low. It's McGuire on the catch and shoot. He's got the basket. Eight for the game. Make it 25-22 in favor of Tom Zimmer North. 6 minutes to go here, third quarter. Levchenko driving to the basket. Left one up in the air. Tried to get it to Martin. Bad pass. Will go out of bounds and back over to St. Rose.
Yeah, close enough for Levchenko to put that ball up towards the rim that time. Middle of the paint. Got to take that shot there. Pass much too hard. Out of bounds. Turnover.
Our story, 5:45 to go, third quarter. Tom Zimmer North 25, St. Rose 22. Kokoda, right corner. Will leave off Devaney. The kick to the left side. It's the three on the way, and it's good for Rockstead. His first points. We are tied at 25.
No. St. Rose, after falling behind five, has run off five to tie this one at 25.
Levchenko, played by Kokoda, man-to-man defense. Devaney comes over off the double team. Here's Singleton kicking for Martin. He's open from the left baseline, no good. Wrightson on the putback. He is fouled on the floor. This will be a baseline play here for Tom Zimmer North. The foul will go to Devaney, his second team's first of the half.
Well, Devaney at 6'3", no match for Wrightson at 6'9".
Off the inbound, Stansberry went high, but took too many steps after he came down. Rory Caswell looking for a bit more of an explanation from John Werner.
Maybe a little push also.
With 5:06 to go, ball put in play by St. Rose. We are tied at 25 with exactly 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rockstead for Kokoda. Top of the key, slashing to the lane, step in from the left elbow, try to go glass, too strong. Blum picks up the loose ball and will get it up court quickly. Singleton going to go down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Got it to go, but will have a foul on the floor before the shot. Singleton pretty quick.
To me, I was going to say, Matt, to me, he looks like the quickest individual on the court for either team tonight.
That foul charge to Letty, his second, team second. Singleton gets it off the inbound on the right wing. Flips off to the left. Levchenko couldn't hang on to the pass on the curl screen. St. Rose getting it ahead. Ball saved from going out of bounds by Kokoda. And now the Roses can set the offense up with 4.5 to go. Quarter number three. We are still tied at 25.
Great hustle play by Mark Kokoda just to keep that alive. And then found a white shirt after the save.
Devaney from the post. He turned it over. Nice interception by Blum, who stepped in the passing lane. Here's Levchenko getting down court quickly. He is bumped on his way to the basket. That's going to go against Devaney, who now has three. Now look his for, third, team's third.
Look for Tyler Long. Here he comes.
Long will check in here after the first free throw by Levchenko, as that was a shooting foul. Alex Levchenko, who averages just about 12 a game, still has not scored.
And still has not scored
as he misses the first free throw.
I tell you, Long, if they had the same number, you wouldn't know who was in the game, Devaney and Long, would you?
They could be cousins for
sure. They could be twins almost. Both 6'3". The only difference, one's a junior. Long and the Devaney is a senior. That's the only difference.
Levchenko makes the second free throw. His first point of the night gives his team a one-point lead, 26-25. Full court pressure put on here. 1-2-2, and now backed off into the 2-3 zone. They had Stansberry up at the top of the pressure. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. 26-25, Tom Zivernorth. Turnover here for St. Rose. 2-on-1. Levchenko takes it to the basket, stripped well by Kokoda, who didn't commit the foul, had the ball go out of bounds. It will stay with North.
Kokoda must have heard me say that Singleton looked like the quickest guy on the court, because threw a little extra gear in there to knock that ball out of the Mariners' hands.
Off the inbound, no-look feed. Martin off the feed from Blum. Counted for Sean Martin, who's into double figures with 10.
And Martin's been the scorer tonight for the Mariners. 10 points of the 28 that the Mariners have.
John Steislinger has checked in the game for St. Rose. His first action of the night, number 13, a 6'2 junior guard. Kokoda with the ball. Steislinger now between the circles. 3:15 to go. Tom Zivernorth leads it 28-25. Kokoda, step back three. Forced one, but got it to fall. Tough shot by Kokoda, who's got 8 on his second three-pointer of the night.
It's been the three-point play that have kept the Roses in this one. Not only in it, but they've tied it now at 28.
Martin drives down to the right side of the lane. Blum open from the outside. His three off the mark. Good box out by Long. And St. Rose with an opportunity to take the lead here. We are tied at 28 with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. McGuire drives baseline, leaves off for Long. Kokoda slices into the lane, couldn't get the roll to come down. Stansberry picks up the rebound. Up ahead for Levchenko. He was last to touch as the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be St. Rose basketball with 2:31 to go in the third quarter.
See, I don't think St. Rose would mind if they got the Mariners into a running game. That's what they want to do. They tried to do that when they went zone press early in this second half. Try to speed up the game. That's how they would rather play this one.
Nice backdoor feed. Long had his shot, I think, partially blocked by Stansberry. Tom Zivernorth picks up the loose ball with 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. tied up at 28. First of two games tonight. Jackson and Toms River South will follow this one. Traveling violation by Martin, one of the rare mistakes he has made on the evening. Ball will go back here to St. Rose. Winner of this one and the winner of our second game will play in Friday night's final.
What a great job by the officials tonight, Matt. Haven't even noticed they're on the floor.
St. Rose with the possession here. 1:45 to play. Stieslinger, left perimeter. Right side pass for Kokoda. One dribble, picked it up. Finds Letty on the right wing. Letty looking to drive. He wants to shoot. The runner no good. The putback by Long is good.
Great job by Long that time on the offensive side, on the offensive glass, and the putback.
1:25 to go in the third quarter. St. Rose 30, Toms River North 28. Martin for Levchenko, who's still looking for a basket, has just 1 point on the night. Kokoda plays him, lets him go. The feed inside, right's in the hook shot. Moving to his left, no good. Loose ball picked up by Stieslinger, and now with 60 seconds to go, St. Rose looking to build on a 30-28 advantage.
Boy, St. Rose has this game right where they want it. Just seems like the Mariners have dominated the game.
Long with a reverse layup attempt off the feed from Kokoda, no good. Stieslinger got the rebound. He can't get it to go. Long with another attempt, couldn't get that one to fall. And with 40 seconds now, it's North basketball coming back up court. Singleton strokes the jumper from the right elbow off the mark. And now I would think St. Rose would likely hold for one with a half minute to go in quarter number three.
Yeah, they want to go into the fourth quarter with the lead. They lead it by two right now. They want the last shot right here, and Mark Kokoda probably will want to take it.
McGuire flashes out high to help out. Stieslinger with it, dribbles to his right. Letty. Stieslinger. Now Kokoda does have it with 10 seconds to go. Here's a shot from the foul line by Long. He threw up an air ball. Toms River North has it. Levchenko will kick to Singleton. His runner no good. That was an ugly sequence for both teams to wind down this third quarter, but it is St. Rose who will take a two-point lead going into the fourth quarter. They are up top 30-28. We will step out for a 60-second break. Back with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Our game tonight brought to you in part by Atlanta Bread Company. Think of Atlanta Bread Company and Toms River and Brick for your next party or family event. They offer delicious breakfast, sandwich, and dessert trays, plus family-sized salads, soups, and more. Matt Harmon and Sarluka here on the Shore Sports Network. Fourth quarter has just started. Toms River North with the basketball. Kyle Carrington has checked in at the quarter break. He has it. Will drive on his way to the basket. Leave off for Blum, right corner. Up top, the three on the way for Levchenko is short. Levchenko tracked down the loose ball, saved it from going out of bounds, and North will get an extra possession here. 30 seconds gone by fourth quarter. St. Rose leads it 30-28. Man-to-man defense here for St. Rose. Carrington, the pull-up from just inside the three-point line on the left elbow and drained it.
Well, nice shot by Carrington off the bench. As Martin gets a little rest, he's in there for Martin, and he makes the two-pointer that ties it.
30-30, our score. McGuire misses the turnaround jumper for St. Rose in the lane. Levchenko picks up the loose ball. Shovel pass off to the right for Singleton. And he drops in the right side layup to give the Mariners a 32-30 advantage.
Easily the best fast break of the night right there. Levchenko to Singleton. Great assist.
Here's McGuire at the right elbow. The kick out for Kokoda on the way. And it's money.
Now you can't let him alone because he's going to get his points. And he's going to shoot the ball well.
Third three of the night for Kokoda. The seventh three of the evening for St. Rose. So they have 21 of their 33 points from the outside. Timeout has been taken by Rory Caswell. We'll keep it here with 6:27 to go. St. Rose leads it 33-32.
Well, you said it very well, Matt. 21 on threes of the 33. Now, granted, the 2-3 zone has done that. has, you know, made St. Rose take those outside shots, but it was Letty in the first half. And, you know, St. Rose with the one-point lead. Just seems like the Mariners have dominated the game, and St. Rose, you look up and St. Rose has got a one or a two-point lead, or they're tied.
They have not been able to Toms River North at any point. They've had the game's biggest lead, which was five.
Right.
That was 25-20. They really couldn't put much distance between themselves and St. Rose, so credit the Roses for hanging around in the game. And as you said, at the end of the quarter, St. Rose kind of has this game exactly where they want.
It's experience versus the, you know, I mean, the Mariners haven't been here before, especially this group.
Off the inbound. North has it. Ball was almost turned over. Here's Levchenko slashing into the lane. His jumper no good. Stansberry with another offensive rebound. He is fouled by Long. That will be Tyler Long's second and the fourth team foul for St. Rose. Stansberry on the night was 6 points. He's got to have 10 rebounds.
10 rebounds, exactly. And I'd say at least half of them have been on the offensive glass.
Baseline left inbounds play for Toms River North. Off the inbounds, it's Carrington to get it. Looking to drive into the lane. Left elbow kicks out for Levchenko on the right wing. We have played 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. St. Rose 33, Toms River North 32.
You know, Kokoda only 11 points, you know, and has been averaging 19 as Singleton walks and turns it over for the Mariners. But let's give him a little defensive credit because he is the individual guarding Levchenko. Levchenko, what, 1 point on the night, right, Matt, on a foul shot.
33-32 in favor of St. Rose.
Oh, alley-oop.
Oh. Stieslinger looked on the feed for Letty. Threw it out of bounds. He played Letty like he was 6'10 instead of 5'10.
I was going to say, he went alley-oop to Letty. I could understand maybe going to McGuire, but Letty 5'10, unable to get it.
Singleton picks up the dribble right wing. Gives in the corner for Levchenko. Trying to back his man down. Kokoda hasn't played well. Levchenko needs some help. Singleton has it. He gets tussled with, and we will have a timeout taken by Toms River North. Good defensive sequence that time for St. Rose.
You know, and again, let's stress Kokoda on Levchenko. Tremendous job that time right there in the corner. Playing him tight chest to chest. Levchenko just unable to get going offensively. 33-32, St. Rose, 5:24 left in regulation. Don't think that we're going to see much separation between these two for the entire game.
No, this could be last team with the ball kind of game.
Yeah, I think eventually, you know, I just think the experience, you know, all these kids were here last year. If they didn't play an active part, they were certainly on the bench for, you know, St. Rose. As I said, the Mariners, 2007, the last time they were in this situation. So none of these players have played in a semifinal game of the tournament.
North, after that timeout, goes in the backcourt finding Singleton. He's got a step on his man, drives right down the right side of the lane, missed the shot. Stansberry with another rebound, but couldn't get the putback to fall. And St. Rose with an opportunity to stretch that one-point lead out to at least three with a basket. 5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, 33-32. Kokoda from the outside. He was fouled by Carrington. I believe it's going to be three free throws.
No, it definitely will be, Matt. He was outside the arc that time, and not something you want to do. That's a bad mistake by Carrington. He'll probably get a seat on the bench as Martin ready to check back in, Sean Martin.
First free throw of the night for Kokoda.
Oh.
Misses that one. He has 11 for the game. But it's been a quiet 11. He has just one basket in each of the four quarters so far. Second free throw off the mark as well.
Wow.
Martin will come in, and as you predicted, Ed, Carrington will take a seat on the bench. You know, so actually the foul has worked out pretty well, believe it or not.
As good as the shooter as Kokoda is, only came in with a 13 from 19 from the foul line, 68%, just missed his third there.
Misses all three. What a missed opportunity for St. Rose.
Put a little star in the book on that one, Matt.
4:48 to go. Martin leaving off for Levchenko in the right corner. Kokoda plays him. Now it's Martin to reset the offense with a pass for Levchenko near side. Martin wanted the back door. St. Rose kind of dummied Tom Zivernorth into throwing that pass. And the turnover comes here with 4:25 to go. St. Rose still leading this one 33-32. Devaney, foul line. Kokoda on the right corner, back to Devaney. Out of the high post, feeds it down low. McGuire was pinned off underneath the basket, threw it up anyway. Missed the shot, and Tom Zivernorth now on the run. Here's Blum in the right corner. Singleton gets it right perimeter. The midway point of our fourth quarter. This one's still much in doubt, 33-32. Singleton dribbling from the right side to the left. In front of his bench now. Comes down the left side of the lane. The kick out for Martin. Leaves off for Levchenko on the left wing. Good ball fake. Penetrates, but it was poked away by Kokoda. Loose ball now. And we will have a foul on St. Rose. That's going to go against Devaney. That is his fourth. Team's fifth.
Well, Matt, we're at the 3:40 mark of this fourth quarter. Levchenko and Blum, the two leading scorers, 25 between the two of them. Neither of them without a field goal on the night. If you told me North would be down one, I'd think you were crazy.
Off the inbounds here. Harassing defense again for St. Rose. Loose ball coming on the floor. And St. Rose and Tyler Long, who just came in for Devaney, as he had a crack at it, he fell on the sideline, so it'll be North basketball.
Yeah, good job by Long keeping it alive, but he was out of bounds when he hit it.
3.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 33-32. Levchenko tripped by Kokoda. That's going to be Kokoda's first. More importantly, 16 fouls for St. Rose, so one more, and Tom Zivernorth will shoot a 1-1.
Might be a factor down the stretch here. Mariners are in the bonus.
Tom Zivernorth has only committed two team fouls. Off the inbounds, Martin down low. The pretty feed from Levchenko gets Martin another basket. He's got 12.
And yeah, McGuire tried to reach around, could not reach it, just off his fingers, and Martin with the nice easy layup.
34-33, Tom Zivernorth. Long with it, left elbow. Not really comfortable with the basketball in his hands. Here's Letty on the right side. Long out of the high post, kicks left side for Kokoda. He's going to force one, go to the baseline. But Long there, the catch and shoot putback. Tyler Long with a second basket in the second half. Gives St. Rose a 35-34 lead.
He heard you, Matt. Felt comfortable that time. The easy putback.
Singleton has it right wing. We'll pull back out, reset. 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Levchenko going to draw Kokoda out of this man-to-man defense. Drive now to the basket. Run into Long. He'll get called for a travel, Levchenko will. There was contact. Levchenko wanted the foul. Maybe one of those ones that could have went either way, but they will get Levchenko on the travel.
St. Rose will use a timeout here. It'll be a full timeout, Matt.
We will take a quick break as well then. 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter. St. Rose 35, Tom Zivernorth 34. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more high school basketball and the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
Whether listening or playing, at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, we love sports. And we know that when you play hard, you can sometimes get hurt. Fortunately, our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers,
Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Visit barnabashealth.org. That's barnabashealth.org.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
It's the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic. Matt Harmon and Ed Sarluka here on the Shore Sports Network. The first of two games tonight and the first of three nights of doubleheaders here on 1160, 1310 a.m. and shoresportsnetwork.com. Our story here, St. Rose 35, Toms River North 34, 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter.
Letty to Kokoda will put it in play for St. Rose.
Letty gets it back in front of his head coach, Dennis Devaney. One dribble, picks it up. High post for McGuire. Kokoda thought about the long-range three. Letty on the kick for Kokoda. Toms River North rotating back defensively. Kokoda drove to the basket, was trying to get it down low for long, went off of a north leg, and it will be St. Rose basketball baseline right.
One of the adjustments St. Rose made off that timeout was to put McGuire on the foul line and move long on the baseline.
Kokoda gets the inbounds, pulls things out, and resets.
I think St. Rose would be happy not to shoot the ball anymore. Make the Mariners foul to get the ball back.
Well, that's one thing Toms River North better think about. They only have two fouls. They might be better off just giving a couple right here.
Exactly.
While St. Rose has the basketball and in no real rush to do anything with it, we are at the 90-second mark here of the fourth quarter. St. Rose 35, Toms River North 34.
Now the infamous weave for St. Rose. They use it in every game. Have not used it yet tonight, and they will take a 30-second timeout here, and I think they're going to be happy, Matt, not to shoot it.
Well, I think it's going to be up to Toms River North to figure that out and come out and foul. Our game tonight brought to you by Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, open 7 days a week and all year long. Well worth taking a trip across the bridge. You'll find great food and friendly people at Cleese. Don't forget the Next Door Cafe, open every day for breakfast.
Well, nobody in foul trouble for the Mariners. Blum has two fouls, so maybe you get Blum out of the game right now. Put a sub in for him where it doesn't hurt you if they foul, but I think you're correct, Matt. I think you've got to get two or three quick team fouls here just in case under a minute you have to put the Roses on the foul line in a one-on-one situation.
I've fouled twice at least. Get to four by the 60-second mark. St. Rose puts the ball in play.
They're in their man now. Mariners have gone to man.
Here is that weave look, and Tyler Long turns it over. He dribbled the ball off of his leg, and it will be North basketball. So that certainly changes the dynamic coming into the game for North. We saw him in the first half. Haven't seen him here yet in the second. Rich Gebbia, who took a couple of quick threes when he entered the game, coming in here and replacing Sean Martin. Martin's the team's leading scorer tonight with 12. Blum goes in the backcourt for Levchenko on the inbounds.
This would be a good time for Levchenko to get his first field goal of the night. Him or Blum.
Remember, the next foul for St. Rose will send Toms River North to the free throw line. Levchenko with 60 seconds now to play. Wanting Stansberry inside. Long plays him well. Levchenko turns it over. Kokoda with a 3-on-1. Right side feed for Letty. And the layup up and in.
Well, great steal by Kokoda and great run on the fast break.
Three-point lead now, 37-34. Levchenko drives, was bumped, no call. Here's Gebbia, that three is good from the left corner. Ties the game at 37 with 36 seconds to go. That's why they put him in.
Well, he wasn't very successful in the first half, and we sort of questioned the sub, but it's obviously something that Rory Caswell has seen in practice, and Gebbia getting a little playing time. You know, he came in with no points. Let me check it again. 2 points on the year, Matt. He just picked up the biggest three for the Mariners so far in this young season.
Pretty good time for your first basket of the night. A spot in the finals kind of hinging in the balance here, and we are tied now at 37 with 36 seconds to go. The Indians of Toms River South looking over this game. They know if they win, they will play the winner of this game. Kind of gathered in the corner off to our right under the two WOBM Christmas Classic banners that hang and will be given out on Friday night.
Yeah, Jackson, the top seed and heavy favorite in this 2011 tournament. Won it a couple years ago. Upset last year with a pretty good team. Big, physical, basketball team the Jaguars are this year under head coach Joe Fagan. But we've got an exciting 35.7 seconds left in regulation time here. The Roses obviously would like to hold it for one right here, Matt, and take the last shot.
Kokoda will bring it up court. North has gone back to the 2-3 zone. Kokoda at the top of the key. Again, pulls out and resets. Flips off to his left. Rockstead for Letty. Overtime certainly a possibility here with now 15 seconds to go. Kokoda dribbling right. Now coming back to the left. Levchenko will give the foul.
You got to be careful here now. He pushed him pretty good there from behind. You've got fouls to give. You don't want to be called for an intentional foul. That'll cost you two shots. Don't think the referees will be, you have to basically pretty much mug them to get that call now.
Well, North has three more of those they can do if they want. Letty is fouled. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Toms River North. Levchenko got the last one. Singleton gets this one. And now we will get a timeout on the floor. We will take a break as well. Come back and set the scene for this one. 7 seconds to go. St. Rose will have the basketball and an opportunity to win the game. 37-37 our score. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the WOVM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOVM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
We are back here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com. 37-37 is our score. 7 seconds to go here in regulation. St. Rose will have the basketball, and they will inbound it in front of their own bench. They've got options, certainly, with Mark Kokoda having a game from the outside. He's got 11. Connor Letty with 11. It will be Rockstead to put it in play. Rockstead gets it back. With 3 seconds now, he will fire one. Back rim and no good. McGuire at the buzzer. That one rattling around and just falling out. We will head to overtime. 37-37 our score. And we are back for the start of our extra frame right after this quick timeout. We'll make it a 60-second break. We will play extra here to see who will go into the finals on Friday. 37-37 our score. We're back in 60 seconds with more high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
They put 4 minutes up on the clock here for overtime, 37-37. Opening tip is won by St. Rose, the opening tip of our overtime period, and it will be the Roses with the basketball, all square at 37. This is the semifinal round of the WOBM Christmas Classic. Kokoda with the ball, right sideline. One dribble, gives off to Letty, top of the key. Left side pass for Rockstead. Letty gets it back. St. Rose had two cracks at the basket in that last possession. Couldn't get either to fall. Kokoda wants to set something up. Moves off to his left. Slip pass on the right side for McGuire. Down to the baseline for Long. Back now to Kokoda. At the foul line, the kick-out pass. Letty, the three on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Stansberry. He will hand off to Singleton, and North will have their first chance. Levchenko saw a seam, goes to the basket, almost got it to go, but instead will go to the foul line for two shots.
Nice drive by Levchenko, still looking for his first bucket on the night. He does have one for two from the foul line, but just an amazing statistic with Blum and Levchenko scoreless on the night from the field.
Long's third. That's the seventh team foul as the second half fouls carry over into overtime. So Toms River North will shoot at least a 1-1 for the remaining part of the game. Levchenko missed the first free throw.
So the shuttle of Long and Devaney have seven on the night, right? Personal fouls?
That is correct.
Coach Devaney likes and wants out of his two big guys.
Use them up. Levchenko made the second. Gives Toms River North a 38-37 lead with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Here's a steal by Levchenko. Tries to save it from going out of bounds, but that's going to be backcourt as Stansberry was in the backcourt.
Yeah, no White ever touched it. No White ever touched it. Levchenko asking for a explanation. He took it into the front court. Ball was heading out of bounds. He batted it into the backcourt where Singleton hit it. That creates the backcourt.
So St. Rose with an opportunity to go up with a basket. Rockstead for Letty in the right corner. He's harassed. Good double team coming from Singleton and Martin. Leaves somebody open. It's McGuire down low. His shot rejected by Stansberry. Came out of nowhere to block that one. And now North up by a point, 38-37. They have the basketball, 2:25 to go in overtime.
Matt, Toms River North did win an overtime game in the quarterfinals. They beat Manchester 46-41 in overtime.
Singleton down the right side of the lane. He runs into Long, who will get called for the block. That's Tyler Long's fourth, so he and Devaney now each with four. I think they're going to say the foul was on the floor, but Singleton will have free throws anyway. He will shoot a 1-1.
Yeah, no shot on that, so 18 fouls, still 1-1. On 10, they'll shoot two.
First one, back rim, no good. Players were late coming into the lane. I think they forgot it was a 1-1. The rebound comes to Letty and St. Rose as we have hit the midway point of what could be an extended game here. The first overtime, we will get a winner. There's no ties in basketball. 38-37, Toms River North the advantage. Buck 50 left in the overtime period. McGuire from the right corner finds Kokoda, top of the key. Dribbles off to his left, passes left to Rockstead. Cross-court look for Letty. Here's Kokoda, jump stop in the lane, back rimmed it, no good. Levchenko picks up the loose ball and will slow things down. Singleton now on the left sideline. Pulling out and looking off to his right. He is going to be stopped there. A timeout will be taken. It is a full timeout with 1:18 to go in overtime. Toms River North 38, St. Rose 37. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Creating a better future starts with the ability to envision it. And when it comes to financial planning, that's why you need Vision Financial Services Incorporated. 40 Bailey Road in Toms River. Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca back here from the courtside view and press row of Pine Belt Arena. This is the semifinal round of the WOBM Christmas Classic. Jackson and Toms River South expected to tip at 8 o'clock. We are still in the first semifinal overtime. Toms River North leading St. Rose 38-37.
Each team with two timeouts left. You get an additional timeout in overtime. So two each. And St. Rose with 8 fouls. So the Mariners are in the bonus.
Stansberry down low. Toms River North wisely pulling out. They don't have to force anything. Levchenko will take it into the lane. He forced one there. Not sure why you needed to do that. You didn't need to do it, is the point.
And Coach Caswell not real happy with that shot attempt.
St. Rose back with the ball now. Inside of 50 seconds to play. Devaney has come back in. Here's a three by Letty. It's good.
Raises his arms in the air as that one is drained, and the Roses with a two-point lead.
40-38 now, St. Rose, with a half a minute to play in overtime. Levchenko driving again, left side, layup up and in. That will tie it at 40.
His first basket of the evening.
St. Rose walks it up court with Kokoda. Timeout taken. We will keep it here. 21 seconds to go in a somewhat familiar scene from what we saw in the end of regulation in the fourth quarter. St. Rose had the basketball with an opportunity to win it. They will have the basketball and an opportunity to win it here as well.
Yeah, I think they took it inbounds with maybe 17 seconds or so. Passed it around a little bit. Had two attempts at the basket. The best one coming when McGuire got the offensive board, put up about a 10-footer, bounced around and out. That sent us into our first overtime. So, again, I'm sure St. Rose would like the last shot here. If they had their choice, I think Kokoda would be the man to take it. He is the offensive star and leader of this team, the veteran, the MVP of last year's tournament. That's the guy you want the ball into. And, of course, the Mariners know that, Matt, so they'll keep it out of his hands.
21 seconds to go, and it will be St. Rose to put the ball back in play. We'll set the lineups for you as they come out from this timeout. Tom Zuber North will have Levchenko, Stansberry, Martin, Singleton, and Blum.
Same five that left the floor before the timeout.
St. Rose taking a lot of time in their huddle.
No subs for St. Rose. No, excuse me. There is one. Rockstead, right?
No, he was in.
No, he was. He's at the table. No, he takes it inbounds. I'm sorry.
Rockstead, Kokoda, Letty, Devaney, and McGuire. 12 seconds now. Kokoda with his hands on the basketball.
No pressure by the Mariners. Still two fouls to give.
Kokoda almost traveled. Letty with a three. That one off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped up. There is a loose ball foul down low. It's going to be charged to Martin. Should be a non-shooting foul,
yes,
but it
is.
Will give.
No,
no, they're going to say a two-shot foul here. And Rockstead will go to the free throw line, and Rory Caswell is irate.
Wow. That's a big call by referee John Werner. I'd like to see a replay on that. Unfortunately, we don't have that luxury, but it was an offensive board. What do you think, Matt? I didn't see him put it back up. That's the way I saw it.
Well, the only thing you could say is he didn't put it back up because of the foul, but he could be
right
in the act, of shooting.
That's all you have to be.
Jimmy Moran went over to the north bench to give the Mariner coaching staff some kind of explanation. I don't think they're going to be happy about it.
I don't think they're going to buy the explanation.
But the game can be won here for St. Rose from the foul line. There is still 3.7 seconds on the clock, so you would think Tom Zimmer North will at least get the basketball back.
And they do have one timeout left. I think Rory Caswell just said, why let the referees decide this great basketball game, if I could read his lips pretty much.
Alex Levchenko,
captain of the Mariners.
Yeah, captain and one of the seniors, over talking with John Werner. So it will be Jim Rockstead with an opportunity to put St. Rose up. First free throw on the way is no good. Second one now, a big one. And a timeout has been taken by Tom Zimmer North. That is their final timeout.
Matt, that is the first foul shot of the year that Rockstead has missed. He came in 4 for 4. A little bit of pressure in this situation, I would say.
Full timeout taken on the floor. 3.7 seconds to go. 40-40 is our score. And it will be Rockstead with an opportunity with one more free throw to at least give St. Rose the advantage. What could happen, though, you think if Tom Zimmer North gets a quick rebound and the foul shot is missed, they will have to quickly get it up court. They don't have any timeouts left. So they're setting up plays both ways for a miss and a make.
Are you surprised they used the timeout there?
I am a little bit, I will say. I'm not sure they needed to use it.
I don't think so, especially
after the missed one. You know,
right.
I would almost make them shoot
it again
quick.
Because the game is still tied. Make them shoot it quickly. If you get the make, then maybe the timeout to set up what you want to do in the last 3-7. St. Rose will use the option of not filling the lane. Everybody will be back at midcourt or deeper for the Roses.
Not sure I agree with that either. You're basically giving up a putback attempt if he misses it. Rockstead from the free throw line. That one on the way. Missed it. Martin, the rebound. Up court. Singleton launches one. It was partially blocked by Letty. We will play a second overtime. 3 points apiece for these two teams. We go into overtime number two. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
They put another 4 minutes up on the clock as we played an extra four. That wasn't enough to decide this one, so we'll play at least four more. We move into the sixth period of activity here from the Pine Belt Arena. Semifinal round of the WOBM Christmas Classic tied at 40 between Toms River North and St. Rose.
And they also put an extra timeout in the box for each team. St. Rose with two, the Mariners with one. The Mariners in the 1-1 with 18 fouls for St. Rose. North still has one to give. They have five as we will jump it again. This time, so I was surprised before that Stansbury did not jump.
Well, he
that time he did, but he knocked it to a St. Rose guy.
He won the tip. It just went to a white jersey. So St. Rose has the basketball again here off the tip of overtime number two.
Same 10 on the court. That finished it.
Letty gets the ball back. Flips right for Kokoda. Drives at the foul line. That ball was kicked, I believe.
Yeah, Levchenko got an ankle on it. You know, each possession, very important, obviously. The way they're playing these overtime periods, very minimal possessions by each team.
Kokoda off the inbounds. That three is short. Martin saved it
and bounced it off of Tyler Long.
Nice substitution in the game. Martin will check out. Gebbia comes back in. It was Gebbia who hit that big-time three in the fourth quarter to tie it up.
All right.
3.5 minutes to go here. Double overtime.
Gebbia's three tied it at 37 to send it into the first overtime.
Teams each had 3 points in the last overtime. We are tied at 40 right now with 3:15 and a patient set here from Toms River North. Singleton played by Letty, who hasn't come close enough to get a five-second count. Now he moves up a step, but then backs quickly back off. Singleton for Gebbia. His three on the way. That one off the mark and no good. Long and Stansbury come together. Both players went to the ground. No whistle. And Toms River North gets the ball back. Blum at the foul line. The kick again for Gebbia. They've set him up all night. He is one of four from the outside. Levchenko takes it deep down the right baseline. Leaves it off for Stansbury. On a deflection. And Stansbury scores for the first time since the second quarter. He's got eight. And North now with a two-point lead, 42-40. Kokoda flipping off on the right. Letty. Kokoda drops to the foul line. Here's the kick out for Letty. His three is good.
Wow, it's all night for Letty hitting that three. He's kept the Roses right in this one, Matt.
Five threes, 17 now for the game for Letty. 43-42, St. Rose. 2 minutes to play in the second overtime period. Levchenko pulls back out and resets. Now drives to the basket. Lost it on the way up. Letty was there, Levchenko there. We'll have fouls and players coming together. A timeout has been taken by Toms River North. 1:50 to go in overtime number two. St. Rose 43, Toms River North 42. Full timeout. We step out as well. We're back right after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
We are back here from the Pine Belt Arena. We're doing some extra duty in our first game. It is 43-42 San Rose. We are in the second overtime period with Jackson and Tom's River North on tap. Both teams gathering and watching how this one is going to unfold. The winner of this one plays the winner of semifinal number two on Friday night. Our game story here, Tom's River North with the basketball. Baseline left, they will put it in play. After the timeout, they trail by just a point.
Mariners in a box situation. Run a screen down low for Singleton.
Singleton off the curl, coming to the right. He's played in the man-to-man by Letty. Singleton, crossover, stops left elbow. Blum, who has not scored tonight, thought about the three. Instead, we'll pull back out. We are at the 90-second mark in overtime number two.
And as we mentioned, Blum was the leading scorer in the first four games, 12 and a half a game.
Drives to his left, cut off, good defense by McGuire. Time continuing to tick away. Singleton goes and collects the ball at the half-court line. Tried to cross over, almost lost the handle under no pressure. The kick out for Martin on the right corner. Martin drives to the basket, count it, and the foul. Bumped on his way up. We'll go to the free throw line, looking to complete the three-point play.
It'll go with go against Tyler Long. I believe that will be five, right, Matt?
That is correct.
We're going to have to go with Devaney now, who will come in with four. So
Long's night is done. Finishes up with five fouls and 4 points.
It was a great baseline move by Sean Martin.
Martin trying to make it a two-point advantage. Sizes things up. Lets it go. Back rim up. Down through the hoop. Three-point play is good. 45-43, Tom's River North. Full court pressure by Tom's River North. Kokoda breaks it with the dribble.
Back to the 2-3 zone.
Rips to the right for Letty. Kokoda gets it back left wing. 40 seconds now. And a timeout will be taken by Dennis Devaney. It is a full timeout. We will step out as well. Make it a 30-second break to the studio as we go. 40 seconds remaining. Overtime number two. Tom's River North 45 and St. Rose 43. We're back after this quick 30-second spot on the Shore Sports Network.
Whether listening or playing, at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, we love sports. And we know that when you play hard, you can sometimes get hurt. Fortunately, our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers,
Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Visit barnabashealth.org. That's barnabashealth.org.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Well, we thought this could be a pretty good basketball game, and it's turned out to be just that. In double overtime, it is 45-43 in favor of Toms River High School North. They lead St. Rose. Both teams came in with identical 3-1 records. Someone will play on Friday night in the finals.
Again, Matt, we say that North has a foul to give with only five team fouls, so they can foul here and not put the Roses on the line. The Mariners, no timeouts left. That's also important.
30 seconds to play in the second overtime. Kokoda kicks out to Letty. Letty's had the hot hand tonight. He's got 17. Here's a three on the way by Rockstedt. Off the mark. And a foul inside. Kokoda had to give one against Martin. And Martin will walk down where he just was. He just completed a three-point play. He will have a two-shot opportunity as St. Rose in the double bonus.
Thought it was a wild shot, Matt, and not a necessary shot that time by Rockstedt. He had a fairly good look, but from, you know, 4 or 5 feet beyond the arc with 17 seconds, actually took it probably with about 20 seconds to go, 17-6 on the clock right now. Martin looking to ice it.
First free throw on the way. That is good. Makes it a three-point game. This is the big one because this would make it a two-possession game.
42% foul shooter, man. Making the big ones down the stretch.
Two of two from the line here in the second overtime period. Next one on the way. That one off the mark. Still a one-possession game and a timeout taken by St. Rose. They will set something up here. It's going to have to be a three. Unless you could get something really quick, a real quick two, you could send Tom's River North back the other way.
Still a foul to give for North, so they could make them, you know, make the foul and make the Roses take an inbounds again, maybe somewhere near midcourt. Let's look at the three-point shooters for, obviously, the Connor Letty, very hot tonight with all his threes. But coming into the game, Kokoda had five on the year. Rockstead had four. And Sean McGuire had four. So a variety of players for the Roses can shoot the three-point shot if Coach Devaney elects to go that route. But as you said, they could have it. The only problem with that is that there are no timeouts for either team, so the Mariners could take their time getting the ball inbounds with the clock running.
Well, team's going to break from the timeout here. Tom's River North the first to come out. St. Rose with those options. Again, Letty tonight has 5 3-pointers. Kokoda with three.
They'll have to go full court, Matt, as they call timeout quickly on the inbounds pass.
They put it in play. It's Kokoda. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. Down now to 12 seconds. Nice crossover move on Levchenko, who came out to give the foul anyway. That was the one foul to give. Might have tried to wait a couple more seconds before you.
Yeah, especially he was at almost midcourt when he fouled.
Maybe try to get down to 8 seconds, 7 seconds, something in that range. Backcourt feed again for Kokoda. Again breaks the timeline. Moves off to his left. It's McGuire with it now. Now Kokoda has it. He's going to force the long-range three. In and out, no good. Stansberry the rebound. Tom's River North survives. That ball was halfway down and then kicked out. It was a long-range three, but still an opportunity to go down, and our game has come to a close in double overtime. Tom's River North wins it 46-43. They will move into the final round. We'll step out, take a 60-second timeout. We're back to put the capper on this one and then get you set up for game number two. That is Tom's River South and Jackson. It will all follow after we take a 60-second break. Tom's River North wins it 46-43. We're back with more on the Shore Sports Network.
1-800-526-RUGS.
Need new carpet or flooring? It's a brand new year and it's going to be a good one. And Smart Carpet and Flooring is helping to start this year off right with our annual New Year's sale. Going on right now, you can shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Plus, save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. That's right, an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. Plus, pay only $49 for your installation. We even moved your furniture. Need new hardwood flooring? How about solid oak hardwood flooring from $4.99 a square foot installed? Or solid Brazilian cherry from $6.99 a square foot installed? Need laminate flooring, vinyl flooring, tile? We have incredible deals on everything. So take advantage of this once-a-year sale and save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. And call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
Now back to the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back here to wrap things up as Tom's River North knocks off St. Rose to move into the finals of the WOBM Christmas Classic. The final score 46-43. A good night out of Sean Martin. He had 16 points to talk this one over with the head coach of the Mariners, Rory Caswell. I'll turn things over to Ed Sarluka.
As we wait for Rory to put the headset on. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. That was a tough one. A long, tough one.
Well, tough might not be the best adjective there, but if I told you right now that your leading scorer in the first four games, Carl Blum, would have no points, and your second leading scorer, Levchenko, would have one field goal on the night and four total points, would you say you'd win the game?
I would say it would be a close game, yes.
Well, it was a close game.
It was a close game because we stress our guys, it takes five to win, it takes five to play, and Blum and Levchenko, they went triangle and two on them, and they didn't force it. They drew the defense, and Sean Martin stepped up like a senior should step up. Solly played great. Rich Gebbia hit a huge shot for us coming off the bench. All the role players stepped up.
Okay, I've got to know the story about Rich Gebbia. I mean, he came in with 2 points on the year. I'm sure not a lot of playing time, but he was the key substitution both in the first half. You set him up every time he came in the game.
Yeah, that's another thing with our team. Everybody knows their role, and they have their roles. Rich knows. He gets in there. He shoots the ball, and we have confidence in him. The first couple were a little short, but we have confidence to put him in the fourth quarter, and he hit that huge one.
Well, he hit the huge one in regulation to tie it at 37 to send it into the first overtime. Both teams back and forth. You knew it was, you know, a key possession every time they had it in overtime, in both overtimes.
Yeah, it was crazy back and forth. Our defense, I was confident because our defense was doing a great job defensively. The only time they scored is when we made mental mistakes, and once we cleared that up, they did a great job defensively and rebounding every time.
Well, Coach, I've got to ask you, obviously your first year as the Mariner head coach, you came over from OCC. What's it been like here at Toms River?
It was a tough decision when I made the decision to leave the college, but with all, I love this. And the kids, dealing with the high school kids, I mean, it's just building relationships with them. I mean, it's a great choice. I'm glad I made it.
And how about the WOBM Christmas tournament? What do you think?
You got to love it.
First time in it.
I won this as a player,
right,
and I'm looking forward to winning as a coach. Has that ever happened before?
I think it has.
Oh.
Yes, I think it has.
Shucks.
But we'll check it out for you. So, Coach, congratulations. You know, you got one more big one. You got one night to prepare. Tell us a little bit about the preparation now. I mean, will you start thinking about them right away, relax a little bit, watch the second game,
we're
and then work on it tonight, right?
We're going to let the guys enjoy it tonight. All right, coaches and I are going to stay here late, scout, and then we'll get work tomorrow morning.
Well, again, Rory Caswell in his first year as the head coach of the Mariners wins it in the semifinals and sends the Mariners into the finals with a 46-43 victory. Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you Friday night. With that, as the Jaguars and the Indians of South warm it up here, we've got about 10 minutes until the start of this second semifinal. Let's take a two-minute timeout. You are listening to the WOBM Christmas Tournament semifinal bracket in the boys' tournament on the Shore Sports Network.